Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. With the joy of the Lord, we open up this prayer line on this Saturday morning on this 11 of our 40-day journey of seeking the voice, the face, and the will of God through consecrated prayer and fasting. As we open the prayer line this morning and we allow our prayer partners to join in, I pray that each and every one of you are already beginning to notice some of the changes in your life, some of the changes in your attitude, some changes maybe in the way that you think or the way you're feeling about the things that happen in life, because we're drawing closer to God. Something marvelous happens when we learn to tell ourselves no so that we can tell God yes. I pray that as we are in the middle of this second week, that you're already enjoying the journey, that you're grateful that God has called you to it, even more grateful that you committed yourself. And remember, the whole idea is to continue to progress. I spoke with someone yesterday who shared with me that she had stumbled a little bit along the way and given in. And I said, "That's all right. Get right back up and start again. The clock continues to move. Don't quit simply because you may have had a setback, but use that setback as a way to strengthen yourself, as a way to grow, go forward even more." As we gather together this morning, I want to welcome all who are on this prayer line, that you might be encouraged to remember the power of prayer. The Bible says that where two or three of us gather together and ask anything according to the will of God, that it should be so in the earth. We believe that we have an opportunity to not only change our lives, but to indeed change the world in which we live. I remind you that I remind you what the Word of God teaches, that when God's people called by God's name humble themselves and pray and seek God's face, that God would not only forgive our sin, but God would also heal our land. How desperate we are for a healing in our land. I don't think it is by coincidence that our devotion today reminds us of Psalms chapter 38, verse 8, excuse me, chapter 34, verse 18, that the Lord is close to those who are brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. That the Lord feels our pain. The Lord is compassionate for what we go through. How important that is when we live in a nation where, when the news of 64 tragic deaths hits our president's door, his first response is to say, "Who's at fault and who should be blamed?" Not compassion for the families of those who lost loved ones, but pointing the finger in anger. There's always a lack of compassion. And that's why I think the Lord calls us to be those who care for others. Listen, my prayer during this journey for you during reset is that you would not only draw closer to the Lord in your own personal life, but that God will give us a more compassionate heart as we seek to live out the love of Jesus the Christ, the ability to care about another's well-being. To not live in an isolated me, myself, and I, and my family, and my community, but to be concerned about the welfare of the least, the lost, those who've been rejected by society, those who are deemed unworthy of our care. Remember the words of Jesus in Matthew 25. I encourage you to read that today in your devotional time. Jesus reminds us, whenever you see the brokenhearted and you do nothing, you've done nothing for Christ. That whenever you see the incarcerated, you're dealing with Christ. Whenever you see the homeless, there's Christ right in front of you. How can we claim to worship Jesus on Sunday and then ignore his very real presence in those who are among us Monday through Saturday? Today, my prayer is that God would increase our compassion, our ability to literally co-suffer with people, to feel their pain and to not dismiss them as something other than us, but someone just like us. God, we bow before you on this 11th day of our obedience to your call to seek your face through prayer and fasting, as always. God, I want to thank you for brand new mercies that met us this morning. I want to thank you that our faults and our failures of yesterday did not result in the end of our lives this morning. That justice was held back once again by the shed blood of Jesus the Christ. In the same way, the blood of the Lamb caused the death angel to pass over our children while they were in Egypt. We acknowledge today, gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, that it is only the blood of Jesus that has kept death from knocking on our door. As we awaken this morning, O Lord and Heavenly Father God, we are mindful of those who are dealing with death. Lord, today I lift before you every victim of the recent plane crashes. How our hearts break, Lord, Heavenly Father God, to realize that at any moment that could have been us. And right now, gracious Lord and Father God, there are spouses and children and family members who are grieving the loss of their loved ones. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, I pray that your comfort be upon them. And if there's any way you can use us, God, please use us, we pray, O Lord. Lord, we pray that through this we will learn how once again to protect ourselves as we travel. But gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, our hearts break. This morning, we call out to you on behalf of those who are brokenhearted. Lord, Heavenly Father God, this morning we call out to you on behalf of those holding you faithful to your promise at Psalms 34, that you heal those who are crushed in spirit. Gracious Lord and Father God, today I ask that you would use us, even if not in their lives, in the lives of someone else. Gracious Lord and Father God, open our eyes that we might see you, O God, and the people that we interact with before we're angry, before we fuss and cuss, before we wash our hands of them. Remind us, gracious Lord and Father God, that we are looking at you dead in the eye. You remind us, Lord, Heavenly Father God, in the 25th chapter of Matthew, that that's where we find you in those who are broken and those who are struggling and those who are not financially well and those who are sick in body and those who are incarcerated. Gracious Lord and Father God, today allow us to see, and not only to see, oh God, but to care enough to draw close and realize that you have blessed each and every one of us too much to just walk by someone. Gracious Lord and Father God, don't let me be the Levite or the priest who walks by a brother or a sister in need and pats myself on the back saying, I'm religious. But allow, oh gracious Lord and Father God, allow us to see people, oh God, and to care and recognize that really could be us, and that you command and call us to live out the lives of Jesus Christ, Lord, not simply by looking and seeing, Lord, but by trying our very best to help and to aid others. Gracious Lord and Father God, through my hands today, may somebody's life be better. Lord and Father God, through my hands today, through our words today, may somebody be encouraged. Through our acts of kindness and compassion, gracious Lord and Father God, may somebody be challenged to see you in ways and spaces. Gracious Lord and Father God, help me break through someone else's anger today. Help us break through someone else's hatred. Help us, oh Lord, dismantle someone else's vulgarity and prejudice and supremacy, that through your kindness and that through our love, that too may they too may desire to draw closer to you. Gracious Lord, Heavenly Father God, I want to thank you that as we begin this 11th day, that many of us are experiencing the power of the Holy Spirit being released one day at a time in our lives. I pray, gracious Heavenly Father God, that you would help us in those areas where we have fallen short. Lord, help us, that you would strengthen us. We pray that you would strengthen us in any place where we've been tempted. Lord, we pray that you continue to convict our minds, gracious Lord, Father God, that you would hold us steady and fast, reminding us, gracious Lord, Father God, that we've got 10 days behind us already. Ah, yes, there's a long way to go. Right now, gracious loving Father God, hi, my now brothers and sisters, can you thank God for what God has been doing in these 10 days? Thank God that you're getting serious about the Lord. Thank God that you're putting the Lord first in your life. Thank God that you're trying to do what God has called you to do. And remember this, my brothers and sisters, if it doesn't challenge you, it won't change you. So I encourage you to let the Holy Spirit do his work in your life, to call you to greater levels of consecration, to push you into places of love unprecedented, to focus your heart and mind on the eternal truth of the Lord, the eternal truth of the Word of God as you embed it in your soul today, that you might continue to draw closer to God. Oh God, hallelujah. I thank you for this Saturday morning. I thank you, oh Lord, for this prayer line. Today, gracious loving Father God, we call out on you on behalf of those who are struggling among us. If there's any one of you who want to pray right now, who wants to, if there is anyone you want to pray for right now, hallelujah, although everyone else may not hear it, God hears it. I'm going to ask you to whisper the name right now of anyone that you're laying on the altar for God to touch and to heal and to move upon on this day. Hear those names, oh gracious Lord and Heavenly Father God, of all those who are praying, all those we are praying for, Lord Heavenly Father God. My brothers and sisters, keep a journal, write them down, pray for them throughout the day. And as we continue to lift before you the Lord, before you those the Lord who we know you are able to heal, because you promise that you save those who are crushed in spirit and that you're close to those who are brokenhearted, Lord. Oh, gracious Lord, Father God, this is our prayer. And as we go about this Saturday morning, that we would draw closer to you. Gracious Lord and Father God, that we would sense and see you at work. Gracious Lord and Father God, let us have a God sighting today, a moment where we're going through the day and realize that only God could have done that. Look how the Lord has worked. As we promised to be grateful and thankful, not only in heart, but also in speech. As we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise to which you are worthy of, gracious Lord and Father God. Thank you, Lord, for this day 11. Thank you, Lord, for this day 11. Thank you for all of the partners in Reset. Thank you, gracious Lord and Father God, for the things you're doing in us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord and Father God, for the way the world is going to change because of us. This is our prayer this morning as we lift it up to you, gracious Lord and Father God, giving you thanks for this 11th day as we go forth and as we ask it in the name of Jesus, who always and alone is our Savior. And all believers on the line drawing close to the Lord today, seeking his face, saying amen, amen, and amen. Brothers and sisters, thank you all for once again joining us early in the morning for our prayer. I know that the prayers are recorded, so you can go back to them and share them with others. We'll be back here tomorrow for day 12 by the grace and the mercy of God at 7 a.m. Eastern time. I welcome all of you to our prayer line. Spread the word. Tell this. Let them know it's not too late to join the reset journey. Even if they don't start on day one, they can start on day 11. They can start on day 12. This is Pastor Holly, and guess what? I love you all with the love of Jesus the Christ, and I pray you have a blessed and a beautiful day. Pray for me as well. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here on the prayer line. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed day, everyone, in the name of Jesus.